The Thunder Basin and Bolts return four starters from last season's squad that just fell a little bit short of a state championship. Now, this season, Thunder Basin, some would say, is the clear favorite to reach the pinnacle of Wyoming basketball. Joining me right now is fifth-year Bolt head coach Rory Williams. And let's start with this. Last season, your squad came close to winning it all. How has that motivated your guys, and what has been that battle cry this offseason?
Getting second place is never easy, especially to a really good Cheyenne Central team. I mean, they had a kind of a D1 starting lineup when you talk about their size, and unfortunately we just ran out of fight that game. I wish we could go play them right now, but it's in the past. But our guys, they're really motivated by that. They had all the confidence in the world to go and beat that team on Saturday night at the event center, and we just came up short. But we've gotten better as a team. We've gotten better individually. And I think they like that target on their back, like you mentioned. And so we just can't wait to get that sucker rolling and let's start this season, because we've been chomping at the bit for approximately 8 months now.
Well, you're going to be led in by two standout guards, in Deegan and Mikkel. What have you seen from those two so far?
It's their leadership. I think kids really look up to them on how we want to play, especially offensively. They just have a very high basketball IQ. They've been playing together for a long time. I don't think they do anything that they're not capable of. They play within themselves. And so that's kind of our motto at Thunder Basin, is you got to play to your strengths. And I think Deegan and Mikkel do a really good job of that.
The pieces around your stars will be key, and in prior years, guys like Baker, Ayers, and Cox have really stepped up in big ways. Have you seen these veterans progress?
They're really good. The whole role player stereotype out there, we really don't believe in. Everybody's got a role, and it's just as important as everybody. Ayers, I really think he's probably the best defender in the state. I'll put him mano a mano against anybody, no matter what the size is. Baker flat out competes. He's 5'10", 5'11", and he's probably the toughest kid on our team. And Cox can definitely get it going offensively. We really expect for him to shoot it at a high rate and really extend the defense for us. So, we expect a lot out of those five seniors. I think the good thing is they hold themselves accountable. They hold each other accountable, and they're ready to get going.
Now, you have a veteran, senior-heavy team. I'm sure practices are very intense. What have been your takeaways of this week thus far?
I think just how together they play, the chemistry. We're talking day two, day three of practice. And, these guys have been playing together for a long time, including those underclassmen that we expect to get some minutes. So, yeah, I think they know what their strengths are. We don't really have to talk about that. They know what it takes to get them to the next level, and that's obviously holding up a trophy on Saturday night. So expectations are high. And what I like is their expectations are high for themselves. They hold themselves a high, accountability wise. We don't have to do that as coaches, and so that really helps us out a lot.
Thunder Basin will host Evanston Thursday, December 9th at 8. That game can be heard on News Radio 107.5 FM and online at basinsradio.com on the KIML stream.